afternoon, you're watching Proactive London. So Mode Global Holdings has appointed Ryan Moore as its chief executive, and I'm delighted to be joined with him today. So a warm welcome, good to meet you. And we're welcoming back Jonathan Rowland here, the founder of the company, of course. So let's kickstart this maybe with Ryan and your new role and how you managed to get involved with a UK emerging UK fintech company.
Yeah, great to meet you, Katie, and thank you for your time. Firstly, I'm very excited to be named the CEO of Mode and thankful to Jonathan and the board for this opportunity and responsibility. I met Jonathan back in 2014 while I was living in London. As time went on, Jonathan and I started to speak about various opportunities in the quickly evolving financial technology space, and eventually Mode was born. I was an early investor in Mode and have been with this company from day one as a non-executive director.
Right. So you're already heavily involved with the company.
Correct. Yeah. So, as a non-executive director, I've been working in the background closely with Jonathan and the board on shaping Mode's overall strategy. I was involved in the initial fundraising, partner due diligence, and eventually the IPO last October. So I'm very proud of the accomplishments that our team at Mode has had to date. I mean, for one, we've released a Bitcoin product that our customers love. The team is actively creating a very unique space that will allow merchants and consumers to interact in new ways. So, I'm very excited about the progress we've had to date. And my focus coming into this role is on continuing to execute on Mode's mission and grow our business.
Right. So maybe let's more talk about that in regards to your plans as CEO, because it's a massive responsibility and I'm sure you've got lots up your sleeve.
Yeah, look, we are a mission-driven business and we're creating the world's most disruptive ecosystem. We're exchanging value and creating wealth that's seamless for all. And today, to accomplish this, we are embracing the power of two game-changing innovations, with Bitcoin and open banking. So my role as CEO is to lead and align our team for significant growth and build a winning culture to achieve our mission.
Excellent. Let's get Jonathan involved now and tell us sort of why you took this decision and what it means for Mode as a company.
Thanks, Katie. Good to see you again. Yeah, as Ryan said, I've known him for 7-8 years now, and he's been working with me on this project from the beginning. The reason we decided to appoint Ryan was that he has deep experience running business and running people. And we've been discussing it for several months now about, should we be appointing a CEO, the first CEO of the company? I was always executive chairman, so we never had that CEO role filled. And when Ryan said to me, maybe we should consider, I'd like to have a go at looking at this role. For me, it was the most easy decision to make because I know him well, I know his experience, I know his track record, I know what he's done. And it's enabled me to hand over the reins today to somebody I trust, who's a large shareholder with skin in the game, mm-hmm. and enable me to look into the things that I'm good at, which are more investor-focused, money raising, looking at transactions for the company and looking after the sort of overall strategy. So it's a win-win for us. And I'm very pleased to welcome Ryan to the seat of chief executive.
So you say you're handing over the reins. So will you be less involved now? What can we expect from you, Jonathan, going forward?
No, I'm the largest shareholder. Mm-hmm. I never will not be involved. I think, I was talking to somebody earlier about what does this mean? It means I'll be much more involved with the investor community, because that's what I like to do, going out and telling the story and getting people attracted to our story to buy the shares. So I will be very involved. I don't want to tread on Ryan's feet. I don't want to get in his way. He has his own way of managing things. But I will be very involved on a day-to-day basis too. I'm not going away. I'm more enthused than ever right now.
Okay, and what are you enthused about exactly?
Just the opportunity ahead of us. We've got so many opportunities with this business. We've got a lot coming up in the next sort of 8-9 months to the end of this year. We have an OTC listing coming very shortly, and it really helps that we've employed an American guy as our CEO, because the OTC listing should happen in the next few weeks. So that's great news. We're launching our Mode for Business, which we spoke about before when I spoke with you before, Katie. That will come in Q2. And we have a number of really exciting projects on the roadmap for the rest of this year, which will have a continuous stream of news flow and stories to tell people about what we're doing. It's a very exciting time for us in this business.
Good stuff. Well, great to have you back, Jonathan. Thank you very much indeed for your time. And Ryan Moore, great to meet you, both from Mode Global Holdings here on Proactive London this afternoon.
Thanks, Katie.